You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
All right. Another Cooligans episode.
We back, baby.
Come on.
Okay, I got my pen in my hand. I got a spreadsheet in front of me.
Oh, it's nerd time, everybody.
Okay.
Christian's the nerd.
Okay. All virgins unite.
Come together. What? Two blue balls per person.
What's good, everyone?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
As always, what's good? My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We are the Cooligans. We out here. We're just in a good mood. I hosted the South Bronx United benefit last night.
Yeah, and I had a chicken sandwich before this.
Okay, so everybody's absolutely
big moves out here for the Cooligans.
Thriving.
You know, we both at our peaks right now.
Don't mean to flex about our lifestyles.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes we got to do it. Sometimes.
Damn, somebody right now is like, bro, why? Why you got to do all that? I'm hungry.
but the South Bronx United benefit was really, really dope. Shout out to South Bronx United. Let me just show the custom kit that they made for me.
Ooh,
wow.
So shout out SBU.
And that's look at fire.
This. Wow, look at this.
Oh, number 7.
Got my name right.
Numero siete.
And everything. Okay. But it was amazing. A great organization. I mentioned them the other day on the Charlie Davies episode. But just a really, really fun time. Mitch Purse was there. We got to share the stage. Matt Fries was there, the goalkeeper for NYCFC. Got to chat with him and a bunch of supporters, Third Rail, a lot of people just involved in
the beautiful thing.
Just giving back to the Bronx.
Yeah.
So you love to see
Sorry, I couldn't be there. My schedule didn't allow it, but it looked like a fun time. A bunch of our friends were there. So
my schedule didn't allow it. It means his wife.
No. It was me going through DoorDash, looking at which chicken sandwich am I going to eat the next day.
It's more time consuming than you think.
Yeah. Oh, what, you think I just make that as a rash decision?
No. We got to prepare.
Yeah. They're like, Christian's like, it's a charity for children. I'm like, I would love to.
but these chicken sandwiches are not going to order themselves.
Imagine I ordered a mediocre one. I mean,
super fun.
Could you live with yourself? I couldn't.
Shout out to South Bronx United for the invitation. That was a lot of fun.
A lot of our friends were there, so I saw it in a lot of the Instagram stories. I was like, oh, damn, this looks like a dope time.
A lot to discuss today, as usual. Okay,
you gonna do your customary. I'm excited for today's show.
I am unexcited.
Oh, damn! Let's get this kid a chicken sandwich.
Okay, where's my chicken sandwich? I mean, that's what Miguelito should be doing, just tossing chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. I mean, dude. I would not complain.
If any chicken sandwich companies, like any restaurants, want to sponsor us, bro, we'll eat all the chicken.
Have we talked about how in England they call it a chicken burger?
Has come up. Actually, weirdly enough, at the South Bronx United event yesterday, they had hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that throughout the night. Mm-hmm. And then this is quite the move. And I gotta applaud South Bronx United because they holding this benefit and it's great. And then people donating money, do the whole thing. And you have the hors d'oeuvres throughout the night. And then literally out of nowhere, after the whole event is over, or not even after like the customary stuff, the auction is over. You know what just shows up out of literally nowhere? Maybe like they were probably like 300 Shake Shack burgers.
Ooh. No, that's just classy.
It was
classy.
It's like somebody just like showing up to the party like casually, late.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but it's Shake Shack. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. We happen to see Shake Shack.
Yo,
I didn't even know you were coming, Shake
I'll be
Shack.
Honest. It's to be surprised with a bunch of Shake Shack.
No, that's the best surprise.
It's like, oh my God. It feels like Christmas came early.
Have I given you guys my theory about weddings and wedding food should just be junk food, tacos, stuff people actually
actually want to eat instead of like, yo, you just cater a bunch of Shake Shack or McDonald's for your wedding. People like that a lot better than whatever fancy crap you give them.
Can you hear? Can you hear his current lady being like, "You dang"?
Oh, bro, we having a carving station.
I mean, look,
sir.
Shake Shack or McDonald's might be like a little bit too low. Yeah, like, yeah, it doesn't have to be.
But yeah, that's because the McDonald's is the Trump move. Remember
Chick-fil-A. You guys want cold Chick-fil-A? You're a champion.
Invite like the SEC champs.
Yeah, you know what my move is? A bunch of comedians did a Friendsgiving a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Pulled up. Two big bags of Popeyes.
Yeah.
That's fire, bro.
Bruh.
That's you got to give the people what they want.
I was a star. I was a god.
Because if you go to Popeyes, it could be a little sad. But it's a little sad. If Popeyes just shows
one?
Up.
No, Popeyes for one, not great. Not great. Concerning. Popeyes for 17?
Yo.
Party, bro.
Toss me them biscuits.
Bro, greasy fingers all around. People's pint glasses slipping out of hands, bro.
I'm going to eat two biscuits and no soda.
Bro. And people saying stuff like, you know, I've never had the mashed potatoes. Let me try it. Cajun rice?
Okay.
Occasionally, I have some Cajun rice.
Got my Thanksgiving plans now.
Bro. Show up with Popeyes, bro. You a king, bro.
I love authentic New Orleans cuisine. I'm a big fan.
Eating good in the neighborhood. I don't even know if that's this slogan.
Yeah, that is.
Is it? Yeah, anyway, soccer, everybody. Let's get to it. We got to start with the big news that happened just a couple days ago.
Is this NYCFC announcing an electric stadium?
No.
Okay. Put a Popeyes in it.
Anyway. This is the U.S. Women's National Team officially has a coach.
Huge.
Let's go.
This is like the name you would have hoped they got.
Emma Hayes of currently at Chelsea.
You know what this is like if they're like, yo, you've been adopted by Jeff Bezos. You'd be like, what?
Yo!
That's the most, the muscular rich man? He's going to be my dad.
Bro, you're about to have anything you want.
Okay. Emma Hayes announced as the coach, but she is still the coach of Chelsea and will be there for a while.
When John Herdman pulled that? But he left his job. But he's like, I'm not taking TFC. Until October.
Right.
It was like, I'm gonna let y'all finish out this dumpster fire you've got going, and then I'll show up when the embers have cooled.
So an exciting move, and one, you know, when we were talking during the Women's World Cup, we had this conversation about who could be the next coach.
Are you only playing this because you're the one who suggested her?
No, I'm playing this because this is good. This is good television. This is good podcasting.
It's great analysis. Yeah.
Because all
Christian did his research by thinking back of what things he said.
We saw, I saw the vision, bro. I was going to collectively give credit and say like.
No, this is you.
But no, this is.
No, you're walking in with Popeyes right now. That's what you're doing, bro.
Okay. I open my trench coat and it's all Shake Shack.
Damn.
Right here.
Shake Shack and Emma Hayes. Yeah. Baby. That's how I knew.
But we were talking about who could be the potential next coach. And here, let's go to Christian Polanco just a couple months
ago. Let's go live to a soothsayer.
I like Emma Hayes a lot. She's the coach of Chelsea and just a very big personality. And obviously Chelsea, best women's coaches in the world now. And truly, I just love her personality and character where it's just like there's a lot of passion. It seems to be a lot of accountability. To me, it's a healthy balance. And I'm basing it on like the games I've seen and watching, you know, the Women's Super League and all that kind of stuff. there's a healthy balance of like the authoritarian kind of coach and like the coach that players like. So Emma Hayes to me sort of has that personality a little bit. So I like that.
Let's go.
Yo,
bars.
I like it. I want to scroll back to a very important part here.
Okay.
Because I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, okay. Right here.
I counted at least five facts in that statement, Christian. You had at least five.
Hold on one second.
Chelsea, one of the best women's coaches in the world now.
Okay, you heard that when I said yeah?
Yeah. You
know what I mean?
You co-sign. You co-sign.
You know what I mean?
You can't.
I just want to say that. You definitely saw the vision first, but I co-signed it immediately.
That is just absolutely staunch agreement.
Yo.
You were
Shouts to us, bro.
Bro, we did it. I mean,
I like to think Matt Crocker, before getting the job even at US Soccer, was watching this and was like, yo, this dude spitting.
You already say yeah like that?
No. He's like, oh, and the other dude? The big dude also agrees?
Nah, he was just watching the DraftKings Network one day.
He's like, yo.
He's like, it's a lock, bro.
Because he was like, yo.
I should be doing other stuff during this Women's World Cup, but I can't get away from this content. These two dudes are spitting.
I thought it was just me that thought she'd be a good hire, but damn. Now that I'm hearing, you know, the soothsayers, or whatever, they know the future.
Damn, what's their camera? A crystal ball? I bet you right now he's like, bro, I wish I could. I need to order a chicken sandwich. Because he's listening right now, just like you are.
Yo, everybody's mouth is watering. You know how it is.
Yo, let's go. Yeah.
So this is the interesting thing. All right, she's gonna start coaching for the U.S. Men's National Team after the Chelsea season, which will be in May of 2024. So it's gonna be. I mean,
this is like Carlo Ancelotti announcing last year he's taking over Brazil next year. He's like, I'm coming. Bro, in a while, you're gonna have to hold.
I'm gonna have a full gray beard by the time she's back.
That's like if Jeff Bezos like, I'm your dad, but not yet.
Okay, we got this on paperwork. Yeah, we got to file.
Yeah, yeah. This ain't on Prime.
Don't be changing your Facebook status.
No.
Saying you got a parent.
Listen,
now.
It's complicated.
tax purposes.
Yeah. Go ahead and order whatever you want off the website, but I can't come through just yet.
So it you know, kind of kills a little bit of the steam.
I disagree. We don't really need it right now.
Well, the Olympics are next year, which they start in June or July.
Yeah, but you know she's going to like tell Twyla Kilgore what to do and like what, here's how I want them playing and whatnot. And I think it also gives her an opportunity to not just watch the team in an effort to like, you know, have the interview, you know what I mean? And say, here's what I would do. Now this gives her like a different view of the team. Without being connected to the team at the moment, I think gives her a little perspective.
How do you do both? I mean, we know she's the coach. But right. How do you do both jobs at the same time? She has to manage Chelsea and also has to start preparing and working. And she's probably calling players, having conversations. Well, there's no way she's not doing anything.
Janice in Brazil is doing it. Janice is the part-time manager or head coach of the Brazil national team. Brazil, not
I heard of them.
Not, you know, Andorra. We're in Brazil. Not what was the New Caledonia?
Yeah. It was off air, but whatever. Yeah. New Caledonia is a country.
It's a real country, and it's a great place to hide.
And
they lost
to Brazil, the U-17s. Yeah. 9-0.
9-0. Yeah. Right? He's part of a major national team, but he's also the coach of Fluminense, who just won their first ever Copa Libertadores.
Right.
So how does he handle both? He seems to be doing just fine. The guy's winning Copa Libertadores.
But she is not she's not gonna be flying back and forth. You would think that she's not going to be doing both jobs at the same time.
No, but I think it's going to allow her to review a lot of the team. So she's going to have like a really sharp idea of what she wants when she gets here. Look, it's not ideal.
Yeah.
Right? You want her to walk in and be the coach, but I don't know. I feel like she's got the right attitude for this. At first, I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, nah, I've watched Chelsea play. Their tactics aren't like the most modern.
I just think the amount of
but she's the right coach.
The amount of preparation leading into the Olympics next year. She's not going to have a lot. I'm sure she's going to do something, but she's not going to be boots on the ground, working with the players directly. And I would imagine that would have some kind of, it's not a positive effect to have only have a month and a half with the players
before a big
tournament. So that's my,
it's not ideal. No,
that's my main concern.
Let me tell you the most important part.
Long term, she's obviously the best hire available.
Yeah. A very exciting hire. I'm very high up. I know you're wondering what I think. I'm very high on Emma Hayes, but here's the most important part. Apparently Chelsea offered her quadruple her salary and she still said no. And came with the U.S. Our money's up.
The money. Yeah, that was actually my next point.
The money's up.
The money is up.
The money's up.
And it's a weird kind of talking point, because some people are highlighting the fact that so her base salary will be $1.6 million, and which is
good.
The highest paid women's coach in the world, but it is the same base salary that Greg Berhalter receives.
Yo, because Greg, can I hold a rack, dude? I didn't know you had it like that.
Greg is paid quite handsomely. Bro. Yeah, I understand why he wanted the job back.
Yo, 1 point say, bro.
So some people, I'm not going to say specifically who, but there was a tweet that went viral. Viral is a relative term, but within the soccer world, some people were highlighting that. So she is going to be getting the $1.6 million because of equal pay. The men's coach and the women's coach will receive the same amount of money, but that limits, because of equal pay, it limits what the men's coach, what our options are for our men's coach. So when you look at the coaches for France and Spain and like Deschamps makes like $3.8 million, right? Could we hire a men's coach and pay him that much, but that means that the money also has to go up for the women's coach, which I'm totally fine with. But some people are highlighting it as because the women's coach...
It's splitting the budget, essentially.
It's splitting the budget, but because the women's coach gets paid as much as the men's coach, that the quality of the men's coach will suffer, or like our option for like high quality coaches, like the best available in the world, like we wouldn't be able to get them because we couldn't afford it.
Okay, well, I got an idea. I think it'll solve all this. If you find a coach for the U.S. men's national team similar to Deschamps, of that quality, and mm-hmm. you want to pay him $3.8 million, Emma Hayes just made a lot more money, bro.
Pay up.
Yo,
Emma,
Emma Hayes about to cake up for no reason, bro.
Yo, Emma's probably like, yo, why don't you go hire Deschamps? Yo, he's a good coach.
You want me to call him? Yo, Didier.
I got him in my WhatsApp right now.
Yo, I feel like if you hire him, we will be Deschamps. The world chomps, you feel me?
Chomp.
She's in the room. You need to hire my G, bro. And Matt Crocker's like, did you work on this before walking in here? Sorry, I was just listening to the Cooligans. You interrupted me.
I would just love the idea of Didier. Is it, what's his name?
Didier
Deschamps, right? Yeah, just walking in the room. He's like, hey,
he's there.
Deschamps is here. Deschamps.
Go like this to money.
Big Tim Tebow guy.
Yeah, huge. For the Gators, right? Yeah,
for everyone listening, we were doing big Gator arm mouths.
You got it. You saw the vision.
Yeah, you got it.
So yeah, I think it's a look. It's a huge move, and I'm excited about the future of the women's national team because as far as like just literally one of the best coaches, and the way she talks about the United States,
said it was her dream to have this job. So
you know, as an English woman, but you know, familiar with was she in
WSL and NWSL, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah. Right. She coached the Red Stars, but was it when the Red Stars were NWSL, or was it the WPS?
WPS. Okay. I said WSL, yes.
Yeah.
I think she was the coach of Western New York.
She coached at Iona. She coached at Iona.
Yeah, she has a very strong connection to the U.S. and the college. And so, and then obviously the resume now at Chelsea is unreal. Yeah. And she will only have, she had literally some of the best players in the world, and that Chelsea squad is sacked.
And she got that heavy bank account now. Let's
and
go.
That's really what's most important.
Speaking of the best players, I have one crazy conspiracy theory. So
hit me.
Emma Hayes, coach of Chelsea. Who is Chelsea's best player right now?
Sam Kerr.
Who is recently engaged to who?
Christy Mewis, who plays for Gotham.
Who also plays for the U.S. Women's National Team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can we get that naturalization process sped up a little bit? Get Sam Kerr over here?
Well, they're engaged.
So you think Sam Kerr will go back on her very beloved Australia?
She can't.
Emma Hayes and Christy Mewis.
She can't switch, right?
Bro, you guys are paying too much attention to the facts here.
Mike's like, why are we going into the details?
Because you can do a one-time switch, but I think there's like a limit on like if you got... You can't do like 100 caps.
It ain't going to happen. Why are we talking about this?
I'm just saying it'd be sick, bro.
Hold on. Let me get my spreadsheet. Yeah. Let me see how many games.
This would be like Aaron Judge becoming North Korean. It's just not going to happen, bro.
We can dream.
Yeah. Bro. I'm excited about the future of the team. It's a, yeah, she's going to be great. So, I mean, be great. if we get her on the show. She just seems like a great Cooligans guest. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The whole vibes, bar, bro.
The vibes.
I'd be a little nervous,
we will mess
bro.
Up that paycheck on this show.
Yeah, we want to, you know, somebody.
Do it before you take, before May.
U.S. Soccer will have to, just go through the interview a little bit and scrub whatever they don't like. But yeah.
It's going to be a 4-second interview. M.A.'s, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the show. That was it.
Should we talk about what? USMNT?
Taking on Trinidad and Tobago.
Big game.
Two
big
legs.
This is Nations League matches.
This is Nations League. Did you watch Morning Footy today?
I saw some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the stat that I pulled out? Do you know what our goal differential
is?
The last three matches against Trinidad and Tobago.
I don't remember, but I did see you talk about it.
Mike, do you know?
I do not know. I do not.
We have scored 19 in the last three games against them, and they have scored a 0.
Mm-hmm. So, look, there's a lot of.
That's what they've scored.
This revenge. Every time we play them, it's like, yo, bro, you knocked us out of the World Cup. And
their one win against us was the one that knocked us out of the World Cup. the recent win.
Right. So, but U.S. Against Trinidad, this is tonight as we're recording this Thursday.
Q2 Stadium in Austin.
Thursday, November 16th. And, I mean, look, this feels like a game where nobody's particularly worried about, definitely not losing the game. It feels a bit like, all right, let's give, we have Christian Pulisic is injured, so is Timo Weah.
You know what? I actually can't do math. It was 20, not 19.
Well, that's not a shock that you can't do math.
No way, I was right. It is 19. Let's go.
Okay.
I thought it was 7-0, 7-0, 6-0. It was 6-0, 7-0, 6-0.
We still confirm you don't know how to do math.
Yeah, but, let's go.
This feels like a game where, not a scrimmage, not a disrespectful,
We shouldn't have a problem against Trinidad and Tobago. That said, they've surprised us before. But again, two legs, home and away?
Yeah, but who was the game that they did surprise us? Can you look up the roster?
Right there.
Right, okay, let's look up the roster. This was from 2017. I mean, I feel bad bringing back old stuff.
Well, there's your boy Tim Howard. You're wearing the Everton shirt.
Tim Howard.
Who had the worst rating?
So, look, the roster from back then when we lost to Trinidad.
Ouch, you want to start at goalkeeper?
Tim Howard.
The back line consisted of DeAndre Yedlin, Omar Gonzalez.
Jorge Villafañe.
Wow. Who?
Played for, the Timbers at the time, I think.
Good God. And Beasler.
And Matt Beasler has a fullback. Which is, he's a center back. Yeah. Well, it must be a mistake because Villafañe is the fullback.
I don't know.
So it must have been the other way.
Our midfield was.
The only player that's playing now that was on that roster was Christian Pulisic, and he scored
the
lone goal. He was
remember,
very young.
Remember, he cried. Yeah. So Paul Arriola, Michael Bradley, Darlington Nagbe, Christian Pulisic. Obviously, you remember Jozy Altidore and Bobby Wood.
Bobby Wood.
Bro, Bobby Wood did have a run there in, 2017.
Yeah, Bobby Wood was balling.
Didn't he score against
that was
Germany?
Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim Hamburg. Era?
Hamburg.
Yeah, he was
Hamburg?
Great.
Yeah. It was Hamburg. He had the lowest rating of anyone who touched the pitch that day.
Yeah, it was a rough game. So, look, the roster's a little bit different now. They are, no disrespect to...
Click on their player of the match.
Oh, that was...
Jones.
That was
Jones.
This is Alvin Jones. Remember, he had to hit the banger.
He plays for Forward Madison.
He does. That's where he is now. But he's also the brother of the other Jones. What's his name? For Seattle, the fullback.
Oh God, Fast. I can't remember his name.
Mike Jones.
I'm not gonna know his name. Yeah.
He has a brother that won MLS Cup with the Sounders.
Yeah.
Jovan Jones.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he went down injured, right? And that was a big loss for them at that time.
I think so. Yeah. So look, it is
great name, Jovan.
So, cool. But I mean, he scored one of the greatest goals in his life in that game, and it was just. It was going to take something like that to knock the U.S. out of the World Cup.
Omar Gonzalez also scored one of the greatest goals of his life.
The guy whose name I forgot.
Yeah, it was against Tim Howard, but...
Yeah. So, look, I mean, we can talk about previewing the game. There's not much. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I hope there isn't. No, I have a question. Like, so this is kind of a not the strongest USMNT squad. Are there any, like, you know, lesser known names that you guys are kind of looking forward to? You know, someone that's not a consistent starter that you kind of want to see impress you?
I mean, some of the names that I've heard bounce around. Well, first of all, Matt Turner probably should have a good game considering he got demoted.
I've seen a lot of Paxton Aaronson hype for these friendlies.
I can see Paxton Aaronson. He's balling in Germany.
What was the thing I saw that Flaren Balogun didn't know that the Aaronson brothers were related? Like, he didn't know that Paxton was
Brendan's brother.
He was just thought a very similar looking guy.
He's like, man, and they both have the same last name. That's crazy.
So wild. but... There is,
Anthony Robinson is back.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see that. Jimmy Conrad said Cameron Carter-Vickers, he wants to see him start at center back as a pairing with Tim Ream, which I think is dope. I just want Valera and Balogun to score a couple.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a confidence builder.
Yeah.
You know,
it is a playoff.
Yeah. It's like a genuine game. Yeah. It has obviously a lot at stake. But this should feel like a, stretch your legs out a bit. Have fun out there.
Like, you know, when England plays Liechtenstein.
Remember when you were a kid and reconnect with the game.
Yeah. You know what, guys? Let's just go out there and have some fun. You know?
I mean, with all due respect to our
orange slices at halftime. Let's just live the
our
game.
Our Trinidad homies.
Shouts to Trinidad and Tobago. Shouts to Shaka Hislop. Sorry, though.
Okay.
coming after you today, bro.
Let's move on to... I'm rocking an Everton kid. I want to just show some love.
Yeah, actually, me and Mike were going to talk to you about it. It's making everyone sad.
Okay. don't wear that around here. Shout out, I heard
you got that at a deduction. I mean, a discount.
shout out to the Seattle Evertonians, the supporters group out there in Seattle.
It's a beautiful kid.
Yeah. This is great. Shout out to D-Stu. Remember these two?
Of course.
Yeah. On the OG days on Twitch. But he had them send this over to me.
Chat legend.
Yeah. So shout out. It has my name on the back. I can see everything.
Boom. Look at that. Polanco.
You got a lot of jerseys coming in today, Christian.
And then I put the number 41. Why? Guess.
That's how many points are going to be deducted?
It's a great guess, but no. My son was born April 1st.
Oh! I was just gonna say that.
So it's a little homage to him. Okay, I don't know what happened. All right, it's not working. Whatever. Anyway, I'm just getting a message from someone that is
very important,
very relevant to the show. But
it's the manager of a Popeyes.
I don't know. Okay, whatever. I can't.
So men's.
I got work to
team.
Do. Anyway. So shout out to Seattle Evertonians. Thank you. Let's talk about Everton and their. So it was reported that they will be possibly facing a 12-point deduction, and that it will happen this week. So we spoke about this a couple weeks
ago. It's a little harsh,
and it was just like we were like, okay, I had my Santeria at home and was obviously setting everything up, so praying so that it wouldn't happen. But it's looking like it very much will. So now that this feels, not that this feels very, very real, I am terrified.
How do you think they'll handle a potential points deduction?
How do I think they will handle it? I mean, they will do everything they can to win as many games as possible to stay up. But this was, so I just want to put, this is the tweet that was going around. And it
you could see the note at the bottom.
Yeah, there's a community note because nothing's been confirmed. But this was the tweet that went viral from Steve Brown _SB. I don't know anything about their credentials or not, but this was going around. And so some people took this as like
BE means British Empire. I don't know what the O means.
Order of the
officer?
British Empire.
Order.
It means you're a knight.
I was thinking Obi Trice.
Obi Trice.
Oh, bringing it back.
Wow. I'm gonna Google Obi Trice so you guys know how old of a reference this is. Jesus.
So yeah, he was that was Eminem's artist.
To the year 2000.
I mean, that's not when he was like born.
No, he released an album in 2003, but he got signed in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Didn't think you would hear an Obi Trice reference while we're talking about Everton Football Club.
We were all hoping we wouldn't hear an Obi Trice. But go ahead.
He had a couple bangs.
No, he did not. Stop it. So they're going to get a 12-point deduction by the end of the week.
Yeah, so that's about what's been reported. There's a community note on it on Twitter, basically saying that.
Has been confirmed.
But I can also say this. I have sources. And I've also heard that this is happening, but my sources are telling me that it may not be 12 points. Alexis is not allowing for the audio sound to completely finish before hitting the button again.
I gotta change that.
So what I'm hearing, my sources are telling me, is that it is more likely going to be 6 points.
Ooh,
instead of 12.
Half off.
Okay.
Yeah, buy one, get one. You know what I mean?
A little BOGO.
Which I think is how they were.
A little BOGO.
I think that's how they were going into the transfer window and why they're here. Huh?
Where's the bargain bin?
You know what I mean?
Okay. Do y'all accept? Wait.
I mean, bro, we struggle. Yo, can I Venmo you half of this? And then the other half, I think I got in change.
Okay. Let's do a little PayPal, Cash App, combo. I got the money somewhere.
The Premier League needs EBT, okay?
So that is what I'm hearing. I would prefer 0 points deducted. I would actually prefer 12 points added. I don't know why they don't. I haven't considered that.
Hey, yo, shouts to you for spending that money, baby.
You know, why are
you trying?
Why happen a little bit of charity for some of these clubs? That can't
hurt. Trying, baby.
So that news is definitely, you know, interesting.
So you're hearing six. Are you confident that that's...
I'm not confident about anything.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just.
Let's look at the table real quick. See where they would be with a 6-point deduction.
All I know is that Obi Trice is the greatest rapper ever. That's literally the only thing I know.
The Premier League should just go to Obi Trice and say, "How many points we deducted from this team?"
Okay. So
pull up their table. Let's see. Sorry. Let's see how.
No, touch me again.
Yeah, I scratched you actually. Okay. Let's see what this points deduction would mean.
Okay.
Because I think this is important. Where would they be placed?
So currently
in 14th with 14 points.
Yeah, Everton, they are on
not good.
Unbeaten streak in the last three games. They won two and drew one. Next up, Manchester United. That should be a breeze.
Easy. Dumb. You do have 3 wins in your last six, or five.
A big win to beating West Ham, beating Crystal Palace in a huge game. In that Brighton game, we probably should have won as well.
You did draw to Brighton, which is great.
Yeah, so... Everton, the last couple weeks have been impressive, you know. Yeah. And I was in San Diego for the NWSL final. I bumped into Scott Parkinson,
who also posted this kid.
He has the same exact one, and he was Evertonian from Liverpool, but he was actually the assistant coach for OL Reign. And but you know, he also speaks pretty positively about Sean Dyche. He's just like, I think he might be the guy. And so it's like, even though I'm like, you know, you want Everton to you know, evolve into like to play similarly to the top six clubs, but maybe that's not who we need to be. Okay, we stay with our culture,
not with the squad you have now. At least. Definitely not
with any squad we have ever.
So, for the viewers and the listeners, this is what's called Stockholm syndrome.
Okay, we're suffering bad, bro.
Maybe this is just who we are. You know.
So look, Everton with 14 points. If they were obviously deducted 12, they would be in last place with 2 points. It would just be so brutal.
But if they only get a 6-point deduction, that puts them in 17th.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
They would 17th with they would have 8 points.
No, it would put them at 16th because of the goal differential.
Okay.
Right. You have 14 points, so a 6-point deduction,
yeah, yeah.
So 8.
Yeah.
No, you're right. 17th.
With 8, yeah. Okay. So it's a, it would, 8th, I mean, like being in the in 17th, it sounds just much more manageable, right? It's two less wins removed from your record.
Here's what I'll say. Regardless of the points, forget the points, is Everton better than Burnley?
Oh, without a doubt.
Is Everton better than Sheffield United?
Yes.
Is Everton better than Luton?
They beat us, I think.
Still,
that's my one concern.
Against
but
everyone
else. In general, yeah, yeah.
Everyone but
it
Liverpool.
Seems like the other teams are just objectively worse. And
although, are you better than Bournemouth?
No, I'm not super confident.
Are you better than Fulham?
No.
Definitely not Fulham. I think you could be better than Bournemouth. I think you guys in Bournemouth are about pretty even.
It's the games against them are not easy, to say the least. But Everton, again, can surprise you a little bit more than some of the other clubs. And again, I just hope for no injuries and stuff like that. Like, I'm concerned about, you know, like Dominic Calvert-Lewin is having a great start to this season. And it's just like the better he plays, I'm just like, please don't get hurt ever. Like, and he gets hurt every year.
Don't get hurt ever.
He has an injury every year, and it's really, really frustrating.
I'm
and
trying
this
to
is,
see what the so team that, stats are.
That's my concern.
Do you think there's any chance, though, that, like, I agree, 12 points would be pretty disastrous and you guys are probably going down. 6 points, I almost feel like that would galvanize the team. Like, Sean Dyche, I feel like he loves, like, things going against him. You know what I mean? He's always like, oh, give me more adversity. Give me more, you know, obstacles to jump
over. You
got to
make yourself an underdog for him.
He is certainly, in his mind, a massive underdog in all situations.
Yeah.
So maybe if he can get Everton to start feeling like, you know, everyone's against us, we need to show this to prove them wrong. I don't know.
They're showing some heart. And I think ever since the news came out about the points deduction, Everton have been playing better.
Maybe I agree.
In preparation.
Bro, remember the run City went on after the 115 charges leaked?
Is that what they needed to motivate them?
Bro, they went on a crazy... Remember they beat Arsenal? I remember that. They went undefeated, I think, since then.
So so we're talking about... So the news about Everton has been discussed for quite a while. But then there's also news about Chelsea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because Chelsea are also facing a point deduction as well.
Yeah.
And
because Abramovich was also spending money under the table.
Yeah, so this is...
Which I thought was allowed in Europe.
Why are we... Don't pay attention to the table. Let me just...
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, are they going to get a points deduction in the table because I was putting envelopes under the table? Wow.
But apparently, this is also in the news. So Chelsea face points deduction threat as Premier League investigates secret agent payments, which sounds like... James Bond is involved, but secret agent payments, not secret agent.
Secret payments to agents.
To agents, exactly. So that's the accusation that Roman Abramovich was paying the agents of certain players to be like, yo, give them the good advice to come to this club, like do the right thing,
right.
And influence agents to have players sign with his club, which. For whatever, it doesn't even sound like that bad of a thing to do, but it's objectively bad.
Yeah, it's you're getting an advantage.
You're getting an advantage, and it's also you put the player at risk because then the player can't trust their agent. Truthfully, like
sounds to me like the agent is the one who's doing the bad.
Yeah, aren't
you making a commitment to the best interest of the player when you're an agent?
Yes.
So this guy's just a team owner. He's just saying, hey, I'll give you extra money if you want to do that. The agent's the one who's breaking the law.
Right, right.
By taking that money. So, look, at the end of the day, not his fault.
This is like, you know,
this also feels like entrapment. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
This feels like, you know, the trend of girl math that's been going around?
Yes.
This feels like Alexis math.
Russian
like
math.
Like Alexis soccer math.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you look at it, if you really just kind of look at it, this
the problem is we need to shift the chessboard.
There's really no illegality at all.
No. No. A mere suggestion of an illegality is not illegal.
So I
wish you know how they got Christina Uncle on the Champions League show. We should have a lawyer. She is a lawyer. We gotta have Christina Uncle.
Why are all referees lawyers, bro?
Yeah, we can get David Sampson in here to explain this to us. I'm sure.
Is
he a lawyer?
He used to be. I mean, yeah, he was a big time lawyer. No, I mean he was a big time lawyer.
Disbarred, so you're welcome in here anytime.
Nah, it's something to show up here with some Popeyes, bro. It's over, bro.
Well, I saw the big story coming off of this was the rumors that Eden Hazard was one of the players that was paid, whose agent was paid by Abramovich to choose Chelsea over Arsenal when he signed, you know, whenever it was back in 2012, 2013.
It's back to being illegal. This is, I'm glad this man is out of the game.
We've looked into it a little more thoroughly.
Yeah. The fine-tooth comb has revealed details previously unbeknownst to us. And from those details, we can say this might be one of the most evil human beings on the planet.
I mean, just the club riddled with crime and criminals.
Jeez, it starts at the top, folks. These agents are good people, and they're being tricked into these dirty payments. By these corrupt owners, these oligarchs.
Finally.
Or shall I say, oiligarchs.
Wow. The truth, comes out. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a new breaking bombshell piece by the Cooligans.
Breaking news. Noticias.
So the subtitle of it there says club could be hit by sanctions after allegations that include offshore payments to agents linked with Eden Hazard, Willian, and Samuel Eto'o, who we've met.
Bro,
Samuel Eto'o.
What more can they even do to us? Chelsea fans are numb at this point. After year and a half, like you can't hurt me anymore.
If I knew about this, I wouldn't have shaken Samuel Eto'o's hand.
I wouldn't have spoke to him in Spanish.
I would have stuck my hand out and been like, too slow.
Yeah. Or I would have stuck my hand out and been like, where's that money? Dame dinero.
No, but
can I talk to your agent?
The general kind of with a lot of these transactions for, you know, with player sales and player transfers, the agents already get paid. I mean,
it's not a percentage. They get a fee. And the fee is negotiated separate to the contract.
Yes.
Which is kind of crazy.
So
because if it's a regular player, like if I'm like, I'm Christian Polanco's agent and Everton wants him, be like, all right, just toss me a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I'm like Zlatan Ibrahimovic's agent, I'm going to be like, it's going to take like 1.5 before I even pick up the phone again.
Yeah. So those fees are already exorbitant. I've heard like owners talk about that.
Arsene Wenger talked about it in his book.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says it's like what stopped them from being able to be competitive in the...
The owner of... Rocco Camiso or so? Mm-hmm. The owner of Fiorentina? Is that
Fiorentina, yeah.
I think he talked about this too, about like when he was dealing with... Who was Zlatan's agent? Minarella.
He was like the guy who like...
And it's just
I need to get my beak wet.
And so that it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. Like you have to pay the player's wages, the transfer fee, and the agent fees. And there's probably like the player likeness, the
NIL basically.
Like the licensing and name or whatever. Image likeness or whatever. Mm-hmm. So to already have that on the table and that's in the contract that you're gonna get paid that, and then the agents are like, nah. We don't need to put this on paper?
Unless, which by the way, I don't understand how agent money shouldn't count against anything. It's not what player's wages. So I really don't understand why this is, but this must have been like secretly like, I will transfer $2 million into your bank account. Again, a hypothetical number, I'm just spitting out here.
Yeah.
I'll transfer that as long as this player comes to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's also, you could kind of just negotiate that into their fees. I don't understand.
I would imagine
why you're hiding this.
It's probably capped to some degree, right?
I don't think so.
Well, I can look up if it's capped or not, but the way it sounded to me, it was that the deal with, in the Eden Hazard case specifically, the deal with Arsenal for Eden Hazard was pretty much done. And at the last second, you know, without telling Hazard, without just Abramovich went to the agent and was like, yo, buddy, if you convince him to come here, I'll slide you something under the table. It's not like a legit negotiation.
Anti-competition, anti-competitive.
Yeah.
But you ever hear the story about Eden Hazard? I just saw this on Instagram not too well ago. It's a clip from a podcast that one of his former teammates was doing. Apparently, he could care less about football.
John Obi Mikel would tell
John
the story.
John Obi Mikel. Did we talk about this on the show?
No.
He apparently could care less about the sport. Never paid attention to the coaches. He would show up and be like, who are we playing again? And they'd be like, what are you talking about? The coach has been talking about this for a week. And one time the coaches were like talking about how good a player was,
mm-hmm.
and how they had to like figure out a way around this player. And he was like not paying attention. And then the guy was like, are you ready? And he was like, for what? And he's like, the tactic, we have to do blah, blah, blah. He goes, no, just pass me the ball. And he scored 2 goals in the first half. It was like, you're that incredible at the sport. Yeah. You're like, bro, coaches? Nah, man.
I found the information, by the way. So agents' commissions are capped, and the fees for services must come from the player and the represented party, like either their manager or whatever. It can't come from the team.
Gotcha.
So this money that Abramovich was giving was like
not even
illegal.
Allowed to pay them that.
Bro, shell companies.
Gazprom, we already got all the shell companies.
Well, no, I mean, look, but that is what he did. It was offshore accounts. He had to get the money to the agents.
Oh, damn, they found the offshore accounts?
Yeah. So
they were New Caledonia, bro.
Damn. Bro, New Caledonia back in the news.
I mean, it's like you feel bad for Chelsea. Roman Abramovich isn't even there. Just be like, yo, we don't even know him. We don't talk to him anymore.
He don't even go here anymore, bro.
That's what a lot of Chelsea fans are saying, too. A lot of, like, the upper-level executives of the club got cleared out when Abramovich, even though they were talented, and they think now it's because the new ownership had an idea that this was coming, and they were just like, we don't want anyone associated with these problems.
But honestly, to have a Russian oligarch as an owner... and this is the worst he did. I'm like, yo, that's pretty good. Like,
that we know of the worst. So far.
I'm just saying, this is all that comes out. Like, yo, that's not bad.
Who was it whose parents got kidnapped like a bunch? Was it John Obi-Mikkels?
We talked about this last
week. Yeah, and he was like, just let me know. I can take care of you. That guy's got to do a little more than just throw a little bit of money in an offshore account. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
By the way, if he's listening, we respect you, sir.
Come on the pod, Roman.
Yo, what Roman Abramovich on this pod would go crazy.
All I'm saying is that this violation is clearly worse than Everton's, and Chelsea deserve a bigger point deduction. I just, whatever Everton gets, Chelsea got to get just a little bit more, because this is clearly worse.
How about this? How about you swap positions on the table?
Literally would be like a lateral move.
what's Chelsea at right now? 10th. Oh, my God. But if you were in 10th, there'd be a parade in Liverpool.
But Chelsea in 10th, but with how many points? Because if Everton
we have 18?
14.
17.
16. 2 points. Damn, bro.
Never mind. Damn. So, it's really compact from 8th to, 14th there, huh?
The entire table is more compact than it normally is.
Yeah.
So
I was looking up old tables for some reason because we were going to talk about it on Morning Footy.
I got IKEA or what?
Yeah. I was on Etsy.
some vintage ones?
I was on Facebook Marketplace. And I said, bro, I can't see La Liga anywhere in here, bro. It's beautiful woodwork. No, I was looking up, I think it was like 2006, where it was either 2006 or 2007. I could be wrong. Real Madrid won the league. Barcelona was second. Third place was closer to the relegate points wise, was closer to the relegation zone than to Barcelona. It was crazy. They literally just beat up on the league, and everyone else was like, all right, we're playing for each other.
They should just have like Barcelona and Real play 34 times against each other.
Yo,
that'd be more entertaining.
Bro, in classical round 32.
Who else is going to happen?
This one's really for the league. It was bananas.
All right. We got to move on to obviously the everybody's favorite segment.
Yeah.
A little tight five. Let's go, everybody.
Sir. We got tight five.
Miguelito will.
Remind me how this works again.
Miguelito will. We have five topics, and we have 1 minute. For each topic, and we have to
make jokes, give your thoughts, instant reactions.
We got to be funny in a minute.
We got to be funny in a minute for each of the topics.
You got the videos pulled up, Christian? I got some videos.
Yeah, let me know which one we're doing
first.
We'll
start with the Brazilian owner trying to fight.
We got to talk about this.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm good to go.
Clock.
Let's go.
All right, in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so I saw this before. This is, I mean, no one's really trying to get in. There's two like old dudes standing in front of the door and they kind of very sheepishly just kind of stop attempting after a little bit of pushing. But also, what are you going to do when you get in there?
So we're looking at this angle. So the original video that I saw was of the guy that is right there. That guy, Patrola, that is filming. And the guy right there, furious that he's filming it.
Yeah.
And he is we're seeing the angle of the guy, the first guy filming it.
That is the thumbnail I've seen for like every news article.
Right,
angrily looking at the camera.
So this is, look, a lot of people have asked this question, but why is he doing this? But even if he got into the room, what is going to happen? He's mad at the VAR and we don't have the actual play. But the red card that he's, so this is what he's upset about. He's upset about a red card. And the red card was a violent leg breaking.
Yeah.
It was just absurd. So I don't know what he's mad at.
Okay, we'll try to be funny in the next one.
All right, pictures. Next one, Christian.
Okay.
Pictures of Brazilian starlet Endrick looking like they came out of Rio de Janeiro in 1945.
I think they're doing this on purpose, and this is way too much, bro. This is a child.
So Endrick is like, he looks like an old kid. You know what I mean?
He's 17.
He's 17, but he's already
17 going on 35.
He's about to join Real Madrid next year.
Next year, when he turns 18, it's his first call up, and way too much hype.
Yeah.
Which means Chelsea are going to buy him for double what Real Madrid want to pay him.
There's already a video of him in training in Brazil. And
did you see the goal against Botafogo? He trapped it with his knee.
That was crazy.
Dude,
he's the truth.
He's going to be a beast. But yeah, he's being compared to Pele. And
I think you stole Pele's outfit, bro.
But I kind of like this. I kind of like this. And I also saw a clip recently of him saying that he doesn't believe in like going to clubs and anything. He doesn't want to do anything that will affect his image negatively. So this
you
kid,
believe this? This kid, that's the funniest thing I ever heard. Is Christian believing that?
With Neymar,
this kid is gonna be different.
All right, next one. We're a little bit late on this story, but Matt Miazga was also mad at some referees and ran into the tunnel after the stadium in the most recent game.
Okay, so show play the video from Brazil again. same thing. Yeah, Matt Miazga got to calm down.
2023 Defender of the Year, Matt Miazga.
Well, they delayed the announcement, I think, because they were like, seems like there's bad news if people Google Matt Miazga. He had a great year. He had a standout year. Came back from Europe, former Chelsea product on loan in a bunch of different places. He's been playing out of his skin. Cincinnati could potentially win. Well, not if their best defender isn't there for a single game elimination, bro.
Okay, well, he was going to miss the game regardless because the yellow card accumulation. Yes, yes.
Well, yeah. Well, the yellow card accumulation also, but he got that by taunting the fans, yeah, supposedly, yeah, it was by doing a bad heart. Did you see this? He did this instead of that.
It was very silly, but just another, like, yo, calm down, dog. I mean, there's no benefit. You're not going to find any positive news going into the referee room arguing with them about anything.
No. When I used to go into the teacher's lounge, it was to get coffee. But everyone else going to the teacher's lounge are probably in there to do some damage.
Talk about my grades.
All right, next one. Italy, during the Euros, could miss out on the third consecutive major tournament between the Euros or the... Or not third consecutive, but the third major tournament in the past few years, bro.
Okay,
is it bad?
We hope it happens. I mean,
bro, Italy missed on two World Cups, win the Euro in between that.
Yeah,
but now might miss out on the Euros. This is a full blown catastrophe.
Yeah. I mean, I'm teasing, but it is. It couldn't get any worse. I mean, Italy, who have developed some of the greatest players the world has ever seen, to just so consistently, you know, be like.
Since they won the World Cup, they've been trash.
It's you're going to be with the likes of the, you know, the Lithuanias and the Andorras. And
you know how we always say, like, yo, England gets to play all the easy teams like Liechtenstein and San Marino. Yeah. Add Italy to them. Add Italy, bro.
Have a, you know, a nice, you know, comfy game in Turin.
Hey, Harry Kane gets to pad his stats against Bastoni and Raspadori.
It's embarrassing. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And it speaks to the issues with the youth and academies. And they have to, like, start from the ground up because I don't know how it's gotten this bad in Italy.
All right, last one, guys. Got to do a little roasting here. Mm. No parade or celebration at all for Gotham FC's NWSL championship. Bro, what's that about?
You hate to see this. This is.
At least have a celebration at the stadium.
At the stadium.
Let the fans show up. Let the players talk on mic. Let them get drunk for the 58th
time.
You
can't find a New Jersey diner to bring the trophy to?
Yo, Tob's Diner. It's not far from the stadium. Best diner in the city.
What is this? I mean, I don't know what is the thought behind it. It could be, I don't know if it's budget. I don't know. It's like they're the NWSL champions. Give them a celebration that they deserve. One of the owners of the team is Governor Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey.
Bro, Gov, you can't find a space?
Dog, an event hall?
Yeah, we can't go to a nightclub?
Bro, look at the ownership group. Eli Manning, Phil Murphy, Sue Bird. Y'all, come on.
We can't get Giant Stadium. We can't get Barclays. We can't get somebody to open the doors so you can bring the trophy and let the fans have a little insert partner liquor and then just take pictures with the trophy.
Yeah, it's something that the fans need to be at and experience.
Especially for Cloud9, who have been there every week.
Yeah. All right. There it is.
Hey, hey, that's a tight five, folks.
Hey, shout out to Mark Norman. Another tight five in the books. Shout out to Miguelito.
God, we're good at this. Thank you, Miguel, for putting this all together.
Hey, we're going to keep doing it, whether you guys like it or not, bro.
Let's go.
We're working on it. We got to keep developing it.
Yeah, and
just
genuinely.
Talk for a minute.
Yeah, let us know.
We got to figure it out.
Let us know if you have any suggestions.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Put your reviews in the comments. So as always, thank you so much for hanging out with us, everybody. We appreciate it.
Hey, your love means a lot to us.
Yeah. I mean, we feel it. Actually, you know, a lot of the South Bronx United event, a lot of people came up to me. They were very complimentary about the show. I'm always like, you know who I am?
I can't
believe you know who I am.
Same. I forgot who it was, too, who was like, oh, Jilialani Baba, who just did Morning Footy, was like, bro, when I saw you guys at MLS Cup 2021, he's like, oh, my God, those are the Cooligans. He's like, bro, you guys were starting to really put up a lot of clips on Instagram. I started seeing you guys. Like, man, these guys are actually funny. Oh. He's like, I heard you, but I never got a chance to hear the show. So shouts to everyone who's, you know, shared our content, messed with it, clicked that like button.
Love a good.
Commented some nice. Everyone keeps commenting on the listening to soccer highlights while having sex video. I don't know how to shut it off. I keep getting notifications for that.
That is one of the hits.
That's a big one. That and the Serbia basketball one. We got a lot of positive and then a lot of dumb Americans.
So we got a lot of Serbian people interested in what we have to say all of a sudden.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, dumb Americans finally figured out there's another planet, there's the rest of the world. And then other people are like, come to Serbia, we love you. And I'm like, I feel like 50% of you might not be on the same page as you, man.
Okay, find us at Red Star Partisan Game.
Let's go. You know, Vuj just went to the game.
Yeah, I saw. Vuj always goes to Serbia. He was obviously Serbian.
He said he'd come with us.
All right.
We got to make it happen. April.
All right.
Miss your son's birthday.
you heard that, folks. Join the Cooligans Patreon so we have enough money to go to Serbia.
And not miss his son's birthday.
Patreon.com, soccer cool. I mean, if you join at the highest level, I could bring him with us.
That's actually a good point. And we got to do a show at your house.
Okay. We'll go to Serbia. Why not? Patreon.com/soccercooligans. You want to get some exclusive content. As always, hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, subscribe wherever you are listening to this, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and tell the homies. That's gonna be your homework for this this weekend. You gotta have one homie tell a homie.
Yeah. And we're starting a pyramid scheme. You gotta tell
Cooligans
three
pyramid
of your
scheme.
Friends.
Okay, you need to tell three.
I'm sorry, MLM. I forgot we can't call it that anymore.
So make sure you tell a homie about the Cooligans. We appreciate it. All right, we'll be back on Monday with another exciting episode. So we'll see you then, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.